This is Kathy.
And Ed.
For Kids, Earth, and Sky. Today, a question from 11-year-old Roger.
I thought he was 9.
No.
Okay. He writes, I was wondering if the gases on the other planets, like Jupiter, could be used as fuel for space colonies or space vehicles. Hey, wow, what a great idea, Roger. Somebody get NASA on the phone.
Ed, NASA is already working on ways to gather fuel in space.
Oh.
For instance, a spacecraft orbiting Jupiter might dip into that planet's atmosphere and scoop up some hydrogen.
Oh.
And if you already had some oxygen on board, then you could burn the hydrogen the same way we burn gasoline on Earth.
Uh-huh.
Oxygen plus hydrogen makes fuel in space.
Oh, stop the presses. Here's an idea. First, astronauts could find some water in space, maybe in a comet. Then, they could run some electricity through the water and separate it into, guess what? Oxygen and hydrogen! And that would give them more space fuel. Hey, NASA's gonna love this. Give me that phone!
Ed, they've already thought of that too!
Oh.
But the tricky thing here is that it takes more energy to separate water into oxygen and hydrogen than you would get when you burn the separated gases as fuel.
Ooh, that's a problem. I'll get right on it.
Oh, brother. Thanks for your question, Roger. Send your science question to kids at earthsky.com. A big thanks to the National Science Foundation!
Thank you!
And remember, you'll hear about everything on the Earth
and in the sky
on Kids, Earth, and Sky.